You're listening to SBS News.
Aldi Adelang was alone at sea for 49 days before he met his rescuers. The 19-year-old had been working lonely shifts off the coast of North Sulawesi, Indonesia. He was a lamp keeper. His job was to light the lamp on top of a wooden raft to attract fish, but strong winds blew the mooring and pushed him almost 2,000 kilometres away from his original location. The frightening ordeal ended when a Panamanian-flagged tanker near the Pacific island of Guam came to his aid. After being picked up, Mr. Adelang was set ashore in Japan. He was finally reunited with his family earlier this month. Aldi Adelang says he experienced some dark days, but says his faith kept him going.
During that time, I was always thinking of being able to reunite with my brothers and family. But sometimes stupid thoughts also appeared in my head, like trying to kill myself. But those thoughts were lost in the hope that a ship would find me. I started reading the Bible and sang spiritual songs because on my raft, I brought a copy of the Bible with me.
Mr. Adelang ran out of supplies very quickly. He did have a basic gas-powered stove, but no engine or paddle. He says inventive thinking helped him survive.
After the rafts that I used snapped from the floating fish traps, I still had water to drink for about a week. Then I drank water by squeezing it from my clothes, which were from the seawater, because it was impossible to drink seawater directly.
His father says while the family is relieved, they are very disappointed with his son's employer. He claims it was the third time the teenager's raft had drifted. The other two times it was rescued by the owner's ship.
I felt worried and confused, and my only concern was to immediately meet with Aldi. But every time I called his boss, he always said to me to be patient and that the last news I'd heard from him was that Aldi was already in the Philippines. He gave us promises, but he actually didn't know exactly where Aldi was at the time.
Understandably, Aldi Adelang is shaken by his ordeal and no longer wants to work out at sea. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.